Mr. Willis, reel 12.
This was quite a big development. How did the men react to the change and to the difference?
Well, as far as I know, they liked it. See, they didn't have to concern themselves with food at all like they used to have to in the ships. All they had to do was to go in there, sit down and eat it. That was a big thing with the sailors, or the stokers, whoever it was there. Because chief POs in the barracks there, they had a mess on the top of all of their own. And I've known them there to be nearly 300 chief POs in that mess.
In a way, the men, when they were doing their own food, prepared, in a way, their own diet, whereas, in general messing, they were given...
Yeah.
They lost control that way a bit, didn't they, what? Of their own food?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When the real general mess came on, they had nothing to do with it. It was all done by cooks.
Did men ever talk about how good it was in the old days before general messing, before they had this? Did they think it was better sometimes in that way?
No, I don't think so. I never heard anyone. I don't think there's... may have been one or two cases, but... it was a case where something came about which the sailor previous would like to have got rid of. Because it was a matter of one man in the mess, he was what they call the cook of the mess, he would have to stay behind from his work, get the dinner ready and get it up there and then go and report to his PO, whoever was in charge of him. And that was what they didn't like. So when they got rid of that, they were pleased. Or as far as I know, I think they were.
What sort of man was Mr. Jago? This was a very big job he was doing. What was his background? You knew him quite well, and you knew him for a long time.
As regards his parents and that, I don't know, but I think they were very, very nice, decent Cornish people. He was a man that was, what should I say, about 5'2". He was well built. And that. And he was big, big, big with it. And he was a boxer. But he was a man that told you to do a thing and you didn't have to argue. He'd explain it to him and say, do so and so. Right. Now that's how he used to work with these people. They all liked him. Everybody liked him. I did. I'd have done anything for him. And I was connected with him for years. And to look at him, he was a very plain man. But as I say, you knew what you were doing when he told you to do a thing. You knew what to do. And you done it. And he'd appreciate it. Very much.
How would he show his appreciation?
By thanking you.
Was it just chance that got him this? Or was he selected specially to establish general messing? In the impregnable.
No, I believe he was, in a way, he was selected because he was out in China with the man chief cook called Billy Bryce. Now Billy Bryce was a very old chief cook, and we had no warrants in those days. But he was made the head of the cooking staff in the barracks. He had the privileges of a warrant, but he didn't have the rank. Billy Bryce says there was quoted to him about General Mess. So he brought in Mr. Jago. Well, that time was just made a chief PO. And that's how that went on. As I told you, he was a born organizer. And from that day on, he was the controlling man of the cookery business in the barracks, up until I left.
No corruption among those people organizing stores? There was nothing there? Provisioning and stores and food generally?
No. No. There's nothing that I can tell you.
And as a cook yourself, you were never involved in provisioning ships.
No.
That was done by the paymaster.
That was nothing to do with me. As regards the provisioning of a ship, that was to do with the chief steward.
And the cook played no part?
No. No, if the cook wanted had to get anything such as me when I was the baker. When I wanted my flour, I'd go down to the flour and say, Fred, so-and-so, so many bags of flour, or when do you want it? Well, I'm down to so many bags. Right. Well, the flour barge would come alongside at the appointed time. And the sailors carried it in, took it down to the hold where it was kept. And that was that. As regards the ordering and all that, no, that was done by the chief steward.
It changes in the catering branch too. This must have led to changes.
There was no catering branch.
No.
The menu and the catering, of course, was done by whoever the paymaster was. He may have been the lieutenant. A lieutenant commander, or he may be a paymaster commander. The steward would go to him and he'd say, so-and-so and so beef, sir. So-and-so mutton, sir. And so on. He used to hand over to the paymaster what he wanted for the ship. The paymaster would order it and sign his name to it.
And it was all above board and all...
As regards that sort of thing, as far as I know, in every ship I was in, it was all right. Even in barracks, I never knew of any corruption.
And General Messing, with its bigger quantities and bigger rations, didn't change anything like that? It didn't...
Oh, no, this... We in the barracks when I was put in charge of the sausage making factory, that's when I left the Valiant. I had another year and 8 months to go for pension. Well, I was put in charge of the sausage making factory, where I made 10,000 pounds of sausages a week. I was in charge. I was an active chief petty officer. Well, with me there, I had a dozen ex-chief cooks, pensioners, and I was in charge because I was the active rating. So many cook's mates and so many wrens. And that was where we made the sausages.
Tell me about, because this was a lot of sausages you were making.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you went about it and how you organised the men and the material.
The first, I'd go to the butcher. and I would get, we'll say, perhaps 100 pounds of meat, bone and all. Well, that had to be boned, all the gristle taken out. The meat that was cut away from it and that was cut up small and was put in to an electric mixer where, or electric mincer rather, where the meat was minced up, then it was...
It was put in the mincer.
Minced up. Then it was put into a revolving pan going round that way, and blades were going around like that, whilst that was going round that way. Chopping it all up very, very fine. Well, you know what sausage meat is like. Well, in that, to 60 pounds of beef, we put 35 pounds of biscuit rusk, 5 pounds of seasoning. Then that, as that was finished, was put in a big tub. And as we wanted it for the sausage gun, so the tube itself was lowered down. And you could, of course your hands were clean, you get a handful and you smack it in tight like that to force out the air of the first lot. Then you, in the front there was a tube about that long.
This is the sausage gun.
Yeah. And as the chap there turned the handle, so the sausage meat would come out in the skin, and one man was there to regulate the flow of it, you see. And then as they came out, they were taken along, and the other chaps that was there, which were perhaps about half a dozen or eight of them, would, or more, would, you know how they tie up the sausages.
How do they tie them up?
Pinch them, turn them around, over between, and that's that. Over, around, between. And then, now the bone and the gristle was taken in a cart back to the butcher. And whatever the weight was, he'd weigh it. He'd give me meat again with bone in it to take back until I was finished. And then again I used to go down and take back what was left, turn it over to the butcher, and he used to weigh it and put it down, and that was that. Until the next day.
And this was sausages for the barracks, for ships?
For the barracks and for the training ships and one of the two other little vessels that were there, the Vernon. That was the old ships that were the torpedo depot then. And that was how they were supplied with their sausages, which was one day a week they used to have pork. We used to, the butcher used to skin the pig for us. We cut it up, get off all the fat, or the fleet as it's called, and then I would have to put in it a big saucepan or big pot and render it down for the frying purposes and such likes up in the barracks. Up in the school of cookery. Yeah. Yeah. So there was not much wasted.
And this kept you fully occupied, this
sausage
making? Oh,
you did me for... right from Monday morning, first thing, to Friday evening, last thing. And Saturday and Sunday, there was nothing to do, and the place was cleaned up. Cleaned out properly.